Voter suppression has always been a problem in America. It can take many forms, but most recognizable are things like poll taxes and literacy tests. This week on America Interrupted from the PBS NewsHour, we explore what voter suppression looks like in 2020.
Stirring up confusion, making voting inconvenient, putting obstacles in the voters' path, sharing misinformation with voters.
Who's being most impacted, and why, after a century of expanding access, this is still happening today? Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted wherever you get your podcasts.
The confirmation battle over Amy Coney Barrett has put Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham in the political hot seat as he seeks a fourth term in the U.S. Senate. With 1 week left in the campaign, Gavin Jackson of South Carolina ETV reports on how Graham's Democratic challenger is making this a closer race than even Democrats expected.
A park near Charleston, South Carolina, transformed into a political battlefield where more than 100 supporters sounded the war cry with their car horns as Democrat Jimmy Harrison rallied his base.
Enough is enough with the hatred. Enough is enough with the bigotry. Enough is enough with the division.
This Senate race has become the closest statewide contest in decades, one that has Senator Lindsey Graham in the political fight of his life.
He said the main reason he's running against me is because of the way I behaved in Kavanaugh. The main reason I'm going to win is because of the way I behaved in Kavanaugh.
The same issues that are driving tight polls and record-breaking fundraising by Harrison are the issues Graham hopes will secure him stronger conservative support and a fourth term, his close support of President Donald Trump, and his Supreme Court nominees.
And thank you more than anything else for putting up with the never-ending bull you have to go through.
Graham's push to confirm a Supreme Court nominee in an election year, despite his previous stance to the contrary, has left many Graham voters fed up.
Senator Graham has really disappointed me. I've voted for him several times, right out of his mouth, what he said. Use these words against me. And I did. I used these words against him.
Let's say I'm a 40-year Republican voter, but, you know, we're voting Biden and Harris. The last 4 years have been so emotionally disruptive. I had voted for Lindsey, but sometimes you're just in office too long. Sometimes you just need to change.
Losing moderates and center-right Republicans who helped him win the 2014 primary and later that election by 17 points is one critical way Jamie Harrison has a pathway to victory. But Graham is still holding on to plenty of Republicans and enticing others in places like Anderson, which is part of the ultra-conservative upstate region of South Carolina.
6 years ago, I probably said I wouldn't have voted for him, but he's come around to fight for our country, and I get on, so I'll stand by him.
I think it's better that he's closer to the president now because he stands up for him when all the demon rats in the world are against him.
Anderson is also home to longtime Republican activist Susan Aiken, who first met Graham when he ran and won his first race for the 3rd Congressional District as part of the Republican Revolution of 1994.
There's been times I have not agreed with him, but I'm kind of like Ronald Reagan said, if you agree with me 80% of the time, you're 80% my friend, not 20% my enemy.
Jamie Harrison, a former congressional aide, state party chair, lobbyist, and currently associate chairman with the Democratic National Committee, says Graham's radical shift is why he got in the race last September.
I'm about doing the people's work.
While South Carolina is growing and Democrats are energized from the 2018 flip of the 1st Congressional District, home to Charleston and a growing number of new residents, State Democratic Party Chairman Trav Robertson admits the state is far off from becoming as blue as its neighbors.
I don't know that we're a purple state. I think that South Carolina is an independent state that trends Republican because Democrats have not necessarily run the best of campaigns. And I think that's one of the things that makes Jamie's campaign so successful is that he's actually talking about the values that bind us instead of the fear that separates us.
And the fundraising has been successful as well. Harrison's third quarter $57 million fundraising haul shattered the Senate record. Even Graham broke Senate GOP records by raising $28 million. While the two continue to saturate airwaves, social media sites, and mailboxes like they have for months, Harrison's overall fundraising is on track to total $100 million. The money has boosted party coffers, funded a wave of resources that will help down-ballot candidates now and assist in future statewide races as Democrats look toward the next battle in their war to shift the state. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Gavin Jackson in Columbia, South Carolina. You are the center of the universe.